Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
I want to hear from you at 833-JOE-ALEX, as you just heard right there. Also, on social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. How you would feel if this happened to you? And I guess it could go both ways, but this situation happened where a guy ended up hitting on a girl. That girl is our friend. I'll say her name, Molly. We used to work with her, but I saw this on her story, and I actually took a screenshot of it. There's a number that we can call, but here's what went down. She went, and I won't say the location, but she got a salad at a place that makes salads, and when she opened it up, she flips the lid of like the styrofoam container. Inside's a phone number, and it was the guy.
No.
It was the guy who was there like for the to-go part.
That is disgusting.
Oh, what? It's disgusting? Wow,
yeah.
Okay. Why? That's not like, oh, cute, like if you're single?
No, it would have been cute if he would have given his phone number, like on the receipt or on the outside of the box. The fact that he opened the box next to the food and wrote in there, that to me, I'm like, okay, Jeremy Jerry, I wouldn't have been able to eat my salad.
Okay, so Alex says no to Jeremy, Jeremy right there, or Jerry. What about you, Pork Chop? Do you think that's a good move? Is that something you would do? I mean, you worked in the food industry for, what, 7 years?
Yeah, no, 10, actually.
10, okay. So you probably had a few moves.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to... That's probably not the way I would have done it. You're right. That is slightly unsanitary.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I give him props for trying to be semi-clever. They're making sure she'll see it. But I guess there's better ways.
Now, I don't know. As far as I know, she's single. But I don't know if that actually worked or not. Because I haven't even talked to her. I took a screenshot of her Instagram story. And I saved the number because I thought maybe we could call the person. But I don't know. We'd have to get the permission to put them on the air to see like what their intention was.
True. Good
obviously
call.
Their intention was a date. What do you mean?
But I know, well, maybe they just wanted to hook up.
Oh.
Either way though, so Alex, you say no, this is really creepy, like no way. Not cool.
Well, I would be grossed out, yeah.
All right, 833 Joe Alex. That's 833-563-2539. Hey Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and this happened to you. What went down?
I went to get my oil changed, and I was just waiting for my car to be done, and as soon as I went and picked it up, the guy who drove my car around walked in and, like, gave me this weird look. Like, okay, whatever. And I walked out to get my car, and he put his number. Like, you know where they put, like, your next service due on, like, those little stickers?
Yes.
He wrote his number, and he said, do you want to bang?
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay, wow. The number was like maybe, but then writing that on there, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Then I can't even go there anymore.
Now, hold on, though. Katie, did you want to bang?
No, I went to high school with this kid, and he's still an F-boy. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, all right. But at least you got the oil change. Hopefully, did he give you a discount?
Nope. Sure didn't.
Maybe wish. That's why he wrote that on there, because he actually knows you in real life. That makes a difference.
All right. Hey, Katie, that's kind of weird. Thank you for calling in.
Those stickers are so tiny. I can't even believe he fit his phone number on there.
And yeah, no kidding.
Like, the sticker is only big enough for the writing on the oil change, you know?
There's no way he put the area code on there. He just assumed that she had the area code.
For sure.
Had to know what it was. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.